Hi. Am I on here?
Good.
Good. Yeah, that's right. You were going to have to switch that, yeah. Oh, so it's so good to be here. I've been here before. And about 4 or 5 years ago when we had Metanoia event was here. Don't worry what that means. When I walked in that time, I thought, oh, this is, first of all, I was envious. That's the first thing, but in a good way. And I walked in and I saw art all over your walls, and I thought, oh, I feel at home here. And it was soon after that I met Krista and other artists, and is that Josh? Josiah, hey, he's in one of my paintings. That's a whole other story. Don't go there right now. Okay. What was I saying? So when I came in, I thought, wow. And you have to understand that, I don't know, 10 years ago, I contacted Andy to say, can we get a copy of your thesis on Flatlanders? Because we want to do a kind of transitional housing in our building. We own an old movie theater, so we did that. So we have lots of art, and we have lots of interesting people all over the place, everywhere in our building. Our building is a lot small. Our building, two of ours could fit into your building, I think. Maybe three. But it's a big movie theater. Anyway, lots of art. And we have such an affinity with you, but we're so far away. Do you realize you're halfway across the continent? This is Central Canada. Why do they call Toronto Central Canada? What a stupid thing. I'm sorry. Yeah, Central Canada. The world, right. Actually, yeah. Yeah. So I am so glad, again, to be here. And we spent a wonderful time wonderfully entertained and welcomed doing the Imaginarium and participating. It's just wonderful. I think God is up to, I always think God is up to something. I think what it is that our attention is being gotten by God. And there's something going on, something afoot always with God, but something that is very important for us. And so I want to do a little teaching today using a piece of art or more than one. And before I start with that, let me just take two pieces over here for a second. And
I want to see if I can fix
this. What's wrong?
Well, yeah.
You do that.
Yeah, so I don't.
Oh, I could probably. Hang on. Oh, yeah. I just need to go right here and. It's plugged in. I'll plug it in again. Okay, keep working on it. So this image over here, somebody want to grab the easel for a second? Or just put it right there, and then Andy, grab that other painting. Okay. Good. All right, can you see? I have to do this sort of lighthouse thing. So, what's going on? Just yell out. What do you see? What's going on? Worship. Intercession, harvest. What else? Connection. Who said that? Good. Longing. Yeah, could you just keep doing that sort of beaming? What did you say? Something in worship? Pouring out. Pouring out, yeah. There, fire and pouring. Yeah, you get a combination of, if one metaphor is good, then two metaphors are better. So I got water pouring here and fire. You got the harvest imagery. Someone else? Receiving. Receiving light. Receiving life. What else? Receiving love. Trust. Where do you get trust? Yes, but where's the trust? Calmness in the waiting. Yeah. The waiting, hope and waiting in Latin and in Greek are the very same word. Waiting, esperar, esperanza, wait. So cool, eh? So my sense when I was painting it is there is something afoot. It is in the prayer and the waiting. It is harvest. It'll always be harvest. But harvest is fast. It is when the crop is ready, it must be done, and it tends to be it's hot. It's hard work, messy, and you bring in the crop, and the crops come in every shape and form. You see in the field here the shape of people worshiping. That's sort of a premonition or for looking forward to within that the crop are many people who will come and worship God, but not always exactly the same way you have always worshiped. I don't know what happens when twice this many people begin coming to say, where's God among you? Where's God? And what happens? So it's that kind of thing. But this prayer in the middle, it's the calm waiting. And it's of a younger person. And I had a person mention to me this morning that maybe it's not just a call upon younger people to step forwards, but it's a call upon us older people to get out of the way. Not entirely, okay? Not out of the picture, but to allow something to... It's like an old... dead wood. You know, you clear away the leaves... So you can have life sprouting up, the crocuses. Okay, you can be the crocuses, we'll be the dead leaves, all right. But there, it is not to say we're out of the picture, it's just that there is this prayer of this age is God is stirring. By the way, it's not like God's waiting for someone to pray, he is stirring the prayer in us, right? You all know that theologically? You know, prayer, you know, when you pray, it's not like God's going, wow, I never thought of that. It is something that God draws out of us through His Spirit. That's good. What's it called? Throw out a name or two. I don't know. Give me a name, a single word name for the painting. Sorry. Waiting. Who said waiting? Okay. The lamb. Okay. Keep throwing them out. Light, God's light. Esperanza. Esperanza. Wow, who said that? Que bueno. Pardon? Honoring the light. The Lord, honoring the light, honoring the Lord. Yeah, good. What else? Expectancy, worship. Yes. Yeah, we're something in the area of waiting and expectancy. So next week I'll write something up for this and then. My wife will have to double check to make sure I did a good title. What? What were you thinking? My wife, Kathy, that's good. We can put it down, Paul. Yeah, how come it's not coming? So, this image right here was painted yesterday. And Paul, you're going to have to do the same thing, I think. Good. Yeah. We were, sometimes when you're part of an event, very creative event for a few days, if you weren't there, you may not experience the same impact looking at some of the results, some of the creations that come out of it. But there is, for many of us, whether you're a creative person, think you are, or don't think you are, but you really are, we're broken. And so the figure down below is broken, and the figure on the left against the dark background, the face of this woman, profile from top down through here, is looking upon the friend, and there is this sense of calling forth, hang in there. It's friendship and it's compassion, a lot of compassion. And the idea is in the storm, and the storm is sort of the see all the drips going one way. So if you're a painter, drips can be your enemy, or you can work with them. And so there is a storm, and you feel that movement out of the light, pushing right through, and a brokenness, and yet that encouraging profile of the person looking down upon them. I'm there with you. I've been there. Almost there. Oh, good. There is a scripture passage where Jesus says, in John, "Ask anything in my name, and I'll do it for you." And I don't know. That could be really, really great, but we don't, I don't know if we don't take advantage of that teaching of Jesus, or we just don't understand it. Ask anything in my name and I'll do it for you. And or we're just afraid. So the passage which I'll read you from can I use this?
Yeah. It won't come up just yet.
Okay. Is it going to happen though? Or I can put it on a stick and give it to you real quick. Convert it to. Okay, good. Somebody help me. Oh, yes, John. Oh, well. Okay, we're good. So Jesus says in John 14, very truly, 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 truly. You know the word for amen in Hebrew means truly. And it's the root of the word for truth for Hebrews. It's the same thing, truly or truth. Amen, amuna. Amuna, which is also from the same root as truth, is faithfulness. It means steady, steady, steady. Be steady towards God. Amuna, amen. And so Jesus always says it all the time, truly, truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing, and there'll be even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. And then a little later in 23, Jesus says, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. And the idea of Jesus says, if you hear my words and believe, put them into practice. Do you know how many times Jesus would say, don't just be hearers of the word, but doers also. In Hebrew, that's the same word, hear and do, shema. Same word. Don't just be hearers of the word, shema, but be doers of the word, shema. It means put it into action. There's no such thing as a belief if you don't put it into action. It was contrary for Hebrews to think about, I have a belief. Well, we believe in this, but we don't do it. And so here's Jesus saying that anyone who believes in me will do the things I have taught you. Go back to the other verse where Jesus says, ask anything in my name, and I will do it for you. Okay, this is the part that is, I mean, I like to read the Bible in English and be able to understand pretty good, pretty well, face value what it means, right? Right off the bat, you read it, you should be able to, you don't have to know Hebrew to understand it. But I did think I would take a look at the word name, because I have always thought, why is it that Jesus says, ask anything in my name? And the word name is shame. It actually sounds like shame, but it's not shame in English. Shame, I'll say shem for you, so that you know what I mean, so you're not thinking, oh, he's... Okay. So the word for name is shame. But it's also the word for breath. And if you go back and look at the early use of Hebrew word for name and breath, it was to say, this is your character. The name of my child will be... Have you ever named your child hoping that they would live up to the meaning of the character of the name? Okay. In Jesus' day and prior to that, it was always done that way. It was always seen as a prophetic pronouncement of the name. And so the meaning of it. And so you would also get your father's name as well. So you would be Joseph, Ben, Jacob, Jacob, right? You would be Ben, meaning the son of. So you would have something of your father's character and something prophetic over you, your character. So when Jesus would say, do anything you ask in my name, he was saying, ask anything in my character and I will do it. Anything in my breath. Now the word ruach is wind and wind, but breath from the mouth is more of its shem, very simple little breath. This is your character, not bad breath. I don't mean that. It's a character, but this idea of if an ancient Hebrew person wanted to use a concrete word to describe something like your character, this was the word they used. Yeah, your breath. And so your character. So Jesus was saying something that everybody listening to him would have known right off the bat. Ask anything in my character, in my name. What was Jesus' name? Well, I just said it. Jesus. Jesus. Yeshua, Joshua. And Yeshua means help, save. Ask anything in my character. It has to do with helping and saving. I will do it. Ask anything in my character, everything I've taught you. Next line, Jesus says, obey. If you put into practice everything I teach you, then you're believing it, and I and the Father will come and make our home in you. Our character will be coming out of your breath. Everything you say will virtually be what I'm saying. So you know in the other places in John where Jesus says, I only do what? I only do what I see my Father doing, and elsewhere, I only speak what I hear my Father saying. That's the idea of living out the character of the Father. Jesus says, do anything in my name, my character, and I will do it for you. So we come to that place. Oh, look at that. But I'm not controlling it here, am I? Go to the...
You just tell Sarah,
so what did we say, Sarah? Click. Anybody really old, remember missionaries coming and doing a slideshow? Click, and they have a little Cracker Jack clicker. Click, click. I used to laugh. I couldn't watch the slideshow as a kid. I would just laugh. So funny. When's he going to do that next? Okay, Sarah, click. Oh, yeah. So can you push the button to make that go? That's a video, a 30-second video. Yeah, down the bottom left. You may have to go up, put your cursor over on the other screen, which is the projection screen, and push the little play button. Got it. Yes, I am a techie. Yeah, in the bottom of the picture. Hover over the bottom of the picture, and it'll... Or hit the right arrow. That's what I do in Keynote. So you're doing good? Everyone doing well? That's okay. If
can I ask a question?
Yeah, do that.
You're talking about the name and my name. I never quite understood the commandment, don't take my name in vain. Is that the same root word?
Yeah, it's the same root word, but it was that was to use the name of Yahweh, which is a fill-in-the-blank word for God, because you're not allowed to say God and put any vowels in it for God's name. But don't use his name. First of all, don't use his name, which is I am, Yahweh. And then if you use it, you only use it when not as a curse or not as a God knows I will do this for you, you're not ever to do that. Which you're right. It's not to do it in just haphazardly, but to go very seriously and circumspectly with the name of God. Oh, it's working. Look, watch. Okay, this is me painting a painting that I wanted to show you. I paint fast, so. And this is the part right here I want you to watch. Not intentional. See all the drips going? So this image was of a person in that place of worship. And you can click the right arrow and it'll show you the image more fully on the right. The idea was a person who is in the presence of God, forgetting everything else. And it's almost like a baptism. It's a moment of everything given over to God. And I have been using some female figures, partly because I always use male. I guess that's okay. And so it changes the way I am careful. I don't know how to say it other than that. I paint slightly carefully. And as I was painting, all the drips were going from the hands, right across her face. And so recently, I've been going with it. And Lord, why? Because you can't just wipe it out. It's just a technical thing. It's just too hard. So what was going on? Because the back of her head almost disappears. Look. And it looks like there's a disappearing into the breath of God. And so the painting is called Breath. Ask anything in my name, my breath, my character, I will do it for you. And I felt like a baptism for me was coming to the place of knowing that I'm doing things in the character of God rather than in my routines. I know how to teach. I know how to get people to do this or that. I know how to lead a church. I know how to do a lot of things. And Jesus is saying, like he said to John Wimber one time, remember? I've seen your ministry. Now I want you to watch mine. So this is this image of the breath of God, just gently. Have you ever sat by a lake early in the morning, a river, no ripples on the water? Gentle breeze comes up as the sun gets a little higher, and you just feel the presence of God. And this is the moment of God saying, I'm with you, I'm all around you. Lean on me. And my character in you will bring to pass things you could never make happen. Ask anything in my name. Have you asked for things in Jesus' name before and then much later realized it's not in Jesus' character? And I've also been stalled, you know, where you don't know what to pray. You've been there too? Don't know exactly how to pray, what to pray. One prayer I have for you, because it's in my other painting, it's this. There is a prayer among you. It's Jesus' character. It's his breath among you. And he's been praying this, not praying it, he's been breathing this into you and through you. And that is, call from God that which is in his character, in his heart. And that is for this kind of harvest that is not what you have always expected it to be. I put that in there because if we call forth what God has, then we have to let God bring what he brings. It's like saying, yes, not that. Yeah, we'll take that, but not that. And Jesus is saying, no, in my breath, my character, I come. And you take it. Take what God's bringing. Does God love us? Does he know you real well? Does he like you? He likes you. How do you know he likes you? Just does. And you know it, don't you? He does. He does. And I'm here to say to you today that increasingly you are becoming aware that God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, they really like and love you. And they're not doing this thing like, if you don't do everything I want, I would just ignore you. Have you ever had that thought, that God only answers prayers when I'm doing everything right? Right? Okay, here's a question. Does God answer prayers of people who don't go to church and don't even know Jesus? Could they be asking God in his breath? So the other question is it possible for me to be asking God questions in prayer that God doesn't answer? Because I'm not in his breath, in his character. So we say, you just said it, but it's hard to live this one because we tend to think God only rewards nice people doing nice things all the time. Yesterday, when I painted this painting, the revelation I had for me was, because we're doing it's a long story and I can't go into it all, but we're doing a thing about our emotions. I'm sitting there, what are your emotions? And I don't know. I know all my good emotions, but I have this place over here for my other ones, and I don't usually open that door. And I was listening to the women. There were some men doing this well, but I noticed some women who could get in touch with all their anger and other words. There was anger, fury, and other emotions, and I'm going, I think I have that, but I wouldn't admit it. I'm a man, but I can change. And so, but it's true, I was shocked. I was actually shocked. I was going, my goodness, this is my take home. This is it. The dark side, the light side. I know it sounds funny, but there's so much of God in me and the darkness and the struggle and the bitterness and the brokenness of my heart. And there's so much of him in the success and joy and hope and light as well. And both of those things are in me, and that makes me whole. And Jesus walked in both of those worlds of hurt and pain and suffering, and he went to the cross, but he also lived light and even said, I am the light of the world. And he said he's the door. I always see that door as the doorway, between two worlds. Jesus embodied all of this, and I think he's teaching me that when I ask something in the breath and character of God, it isn't that I pretend I don't have any hurt and brokenness. It isn't that God is going to reward me because everything's so perfect in my life. Not if you, like, do you know what I'm saying? All right. So is it possible that God could do some amazing things as we pray the prayer that God's put in you to pray? Like if he's put it in you and you're not praying it because you don't think you're good enough? So, I don't even know if this is on my... Yes, yeah, it was. Go ahead and see if there's something else. Click one more. Yeah, we did that. We did that. Oh, yeah. So if you take the words, real summary, nice little head knowledge word summary, here it is. If we ask the Father for anything in character with the breath of his Son, Jesus, God will do it. And then the next one, it's my pithy little statement. Go back. Ask God what he has placed within you to ask him. Prayer means asking. Ask God what he's put within you to ask him. So, right now, what has God put within you? Somebody want to say any single words or phrase of what God's put within you to ask him? Do you do that sort of thing? You do? Good. Okay. Okay. And it's something you're going to ask God. So he put something in you that you're going to ask him. You're asking for joy. God's asked you to ask him for more of the Holy Spirit. He's asked you to ask him for healing. Anything else on the healing?
More of his presence.
Which is healing, isn't it? More of his presence. More. What else? What's God put in you to ask him? Someone? He put it within you to ask for wisdom. Good. And patience. Ask for the nations in your backyard. Here they are, the nations. Winnipeg's got the nations. Okay, good. And that's good. I won't go off on a tangent with you there, but yes. Come on, what else? What's God put in you to ask him? What's he put in you? Not someone else, but don't say, you know what, my kids have this thing we would say at the end of devotions, we would ask them, you know, how do you respond? And they would say, Jesus, peace, love. This is when they're teenagers, right? Right. And in our house, it was simply, we're not paying attention. We just give you a Jesus answer, right? What's God put in you to ask him? Freedom. Yes, freedom from bondage. Good. More.
Favor.
Just put that in you to ask for favor. Not prosperity, favor. Good. Again, another tangent, not going there. More. What's this?
Protection.
Love him more. Now say one for the person next to you. No, kidding. Yeah. Okay, let's close our eyes right now. What time is it? Really? Okay, let's close our eyes for a second. What we'll do is we close our eyes. We're just going to calm ourselves. Close your eyes. And the only reason is that way you're not looking at me, or you can get yourself comfy in your chair just for a minute. We're going to just be quiet to listen. And we don't just listen with our ears. So when I say that we're listening for what God brings to our mind. So we'll just be quiet for a second and maybe you could have a little bit of music too if you want, a little soft pad. Just keep your eyes closed. Lord, we ask you to open up the part of our hearing you, the listening, to be able to act on what you're dropping into us, what is popping into our imagination, into our mind, as we think on the needs of others, as we think about the direction for our church, as we think about relationships in our family and around us. God, as we think even about our own direction, just give to us what you want us to hear, to see. Let the Lord speak to you. Let the Lord bring to your mind different things, and in the next few minutes, just wait on the Lord.